Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg, News Time 12 noon. 60 degrees outside, most of the showers have moved out of the area, but we still got a chance for an isolated one later on this Friday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, high near 73. Governor Scott Walker maintains his innocence following the release of some of the documents yesterday related to the John Doe investigation into possible illegal campaign coordination between outside groups and Republican recall candidates. Those documents portraying Governor Walker as a key figure. Walker has said no charges have been filed against him.
The courts already looked at this. A state judge took care of this some time ago, and a federal judge more recently heard the same information in both cases. They said there's just not an argument there. And so what you see is the left and others up there trying to stir things up.
So far, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke has taken the high road, and it's not saying much.
If that's true, and I haven't seen it, that's very disappointing.
Meanwhile, more of the John Doe documents could be released in the near future. Judge Rudolph Randa recently denied a request from state media outlets to have all documents released, but did ask them to work with the Wisconsin Club for Growth over the next 2 weeks to decide what could be released. The investigation into the John Doe has been halted and under federal appeal. The two main candidates for governor each blamed the other after yesterday's report that Wisconsin had the nation's 14th slowest job growth last year. However, economists warn us not to take the political spin. UW-Milwaukee labor analyst John Haywood says a government's tax and infrastructure policies can help, but it's still notoriously difficult to reinvent a state's industrial climate. UW-Whitewater professor Russell Cashane said government can foster an environment for creating jobs beyond what already exists, but he says the vast majority of jobs are not created through government action. A garage on Sheboygan South Side was destroyed and several nearby buildings sustained collateral damage in a suspicious fire early this morning. We get more from Mike Kinzel.
Battalion Chief Dean Klein said the fire was discovered at 922 Georgia Avenue about 12:30 this morning. When firefighters arrived, the garage was fully involved. Only the framework was standing. Klein said there was also damage to the siding of several nearby structures, including the home to which the garage belonged. Authorities said nobody was living at that address. The fire is considered suspicious. It is currently under investigation. Mike Kinzel, 1330, WHBL.
What led to the disappearance of years' worth of emails at the IRS? A House hearing has Republicans and Democrats sparring over a cover-up. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has more.
I don't believe you.
Republican critics are holding nothing back, voicing strong skepticism. A hard drive crash is to blame for years' worth of lost emails at the IRS.
I have a long career. That's the first time anybody has said that you do not believe me.
I don't believe you.
That's fine. We can have a disagreement. I'm willing to stand on our record.
Ways and Means Committee Republican Paul Ryan calling IRS Commissioner John Koskinen's explanation incredible. Committee Democrats point to thousands of emails that have been produced, noting email crashes happened during the Bush administration. They criticize Republicans for suggesting some sort of Oliver Stone-style conspiracy. At the Capitol, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Manitowoc police now say three men have been arrested in connection with a drug overdose death in the city last month. Authorities said late yesterday that the arrests are linked to the May 9th death of 26-year-old Christopher Vogel of Manitowoc. Police apprehended a pair of Two Rivers males, ages 33 and 29, yesterday on the heels of a 29-year-old Manitowoc man being taken into custody earlier this week. Detective Eric Kowalski says in a police report that Vogel was smoking fentanyl patches he had been given by the Manitowoc man. Kowalski said the trio sold fentanyl patches for a profit and were capitalizing on the drug's addictive properties. Milwaukee's police chief is sounding out on gun violence after a detective is grazed by a bullet yesterday. John Meerdink has the story.
Police Chief Ed Flynn says Milwaukee is already ahead of where it was last year in terms of gun violence, and he believes he knows who's to blame.
Much of this violence is driven by these crime crews, one of which we engaged in a takedown operation with just a couple of days ago.
Speaking after a member of one of those crime crews grazed the detective with a bullet, Flynn says it's obvious that battle lines are being drawn.
It's a fight. It's a fight between them and the police department and the community. And we're going to stick it out. We're going to prevail.
He's asking for whatever support the community can give to fight along with police.
Janesville police now say they have several pieces of evidence that link a 28-year-old man to the beating death of his 21-year-old girlfriend. Authorities first said that Clayton Courtney's pants had blood matching the DNA of Brittany Cross. Now police say they also have several items of Courtney's which link him to the slaying. Cross was found dead May 5th along a downtown riverbank in Janesville. That was a day after Courtney was arrested for the non-fatal stabbing of his roommate, Michael Clark. He awaits a Rock County trial on six charges in the stabbing incident, including attempted homicide. The excitement over a new electric Harley Davidson is building. Eric Grillert has more with someone who has already taken it for a ride.
It's a new look and sound for Harley-Davidson. Matt Levitich is the president. He says those who've had a chance to straddle the new hog walk away impressed.
It's got an unbelievable power delivery, fantastic sound. I mean, it's a very emotional, visceral experience.
And when they get off the bike, everyone has the same look on their face.
A look of complete shock and awe at the incredible experience the ride is.
The bike will make its public debut at the Harley Museum next week. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
As for your forecast for the rest of today, mostly cloudy with an isolated shower chance still possible. High near 73. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 55. And for your weekend, partly sunny with chances of showers and thunderstorms both Saturday and Sunday. Highs should reach the mid-70s. Currently outside, 60 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. News time, 12:06.